This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We're joined now by Chris Mackey, Director of Research and Strategy for a $10 billion industrial investment fund manager, corporate investment strategist who follows domestic and global economic developments. And right now, the United States and the rest of the world looking at a possible recession in the country with the greatest economy, and we are that country, and we've had a long period of growth starting after the 2008 collapse. Every month of the Obama presidency provided growth, as has every month of the Trump presidency. And Chris Mackey, where do we stand right now? Are we on the brink of a correction, if you will?
Well, good morning. It's great to be with you and your listeners. Let me talk about the present and then the future. So as far as the present goes, we are in an environment of slowing economic growth. Now, for all your listeners to understand, that's what was to be expected. The 2018 uptick in economic growth was unsustainable. Yeah, it was due to fiscal stimulus. And we're coming down from that stimulus, which is to be expected, especially when you're later in the cycle and there's fewer employees to hire and you basically have capacity constraints. Now, as we look forward, the key will be consumer confidence. The reason why I say that is that the economic growth has been driven the last few quarters primarily by consumer spending. Business investment this last quarter contracted. Equipment business investment has flatlined for two quarters, and so that means it's really the consumer that is the primary engine of the economy. So that's why I'm keeping an eye on consumer confidence, and to understand what happens to consumer confidence, watch the employment growth numbers, not any one month, but watch the trend and see, do we go from our three-month average of 140,000 jobs a month, which is just fine, that's an adequate number, or does it continue to fall precipitously from that? So the future will depend on the consumer, which will depend on employment growth.
Chris Mackey is with us, the founder of Solutionomics. He's joining us from Los Angeles. And your number, if you'd like to ask him a question, a man who heads a $10 billion institutional investment fund, the number is 877-217-5757. The tariffs, how much are they having an impact on the economic erratic nature of the markets and elsewhere right now?
Well, let's talk about the economy and the market. So on the economic front, they're having a very real impact, not as much yet in the actual GDP growth numbers, but more from a psychology standpoint. It's really putting businesses in a position where it's difficult to plan and difficult to invest because they don't know what the rules of the game are. They're changing, and they're uncertain at that point. And we're starting to see that in the business investment numbers. Where it's wreaking the greatest havoc is in the markets, because the markets just in general move more quickly than the economy, and so that's where we see the volatility in response to whatever the latest prognosis is for the trade situation. And let me just share one thing with your listeners, which is that everybody seems to be assuming that China wants to make a trade deal with this president. That may not be the case. There are some signs through the process of negotiation that indicate that China may have decided that they would rather try their luck with one of the potential Democratic contenders as opposed to this president. If that is the case, that will make it difficult for a deal to get done before the 2020 election. And if that is true, and if markets start to realize that, that will be a definite headwind for the markets.
The Dow right now is at 25,848. That's about 1,500 points down from its high. Are we headed downward, or is this a case in which it will recover and move onward and upward to 30,000?
Well, at some point, it will move onward and upward to 30,000 if you believe in the long-term economic growth of the U.S. economy, which I do. In the interim, it's going to be a bumpy ride, and there will certainly be periods of downdrafts. And that will be a function of the economic numbers that we get. And importantly, not just here in the U.S. Globally, growth is slowing and it's tenuous. Germany looks like it already might be in a recession. Japan has been fighting inflation or deflation for many years now, and China is slowing precipitously. So it's not just the U.S. slowing, it's the rest of the world. The U.S. economy is actually better than the rest of the global economies. And what the market does will depend on what the economy reveals to us over time.
Chris Mackey is with us. His book that is coming in a few days on September 3rd, Solutionomics, Innovative Solutions for Achieving America's Economic Potential. 877-217-5757 is your number. David in Atlanta. David, you're on the air with Chris Mackey.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would have thought interest rates would be rising given the enormous financing of the massive deficit due to the tax cuts that don't pay for themselves. But Home Depot loves it because they're buying shares back and raising executive pay. But the truth of the matter is any trade deal, even a bad trade deal, is better than no trade deal because this country produces more than we can consume. If we don't export, the economy will implode. Smooth Harley is a perfect example of that. We went into the Great Depression.
Is that a valid concern or observation by David in Atlanta, Chris?
Well, certainly the textbooks would tell you that with all the debt that the world is racking up, and it's not just the U.S., I mean, China's got massive amounts of debt relative to its GDP, you'd expect higher interest rates. But what we found is because of the liquidity or the money creation of the central banks and not enough good investment opportunities, that means that there's more money chasing investments in debt than there actually are investments available, which is pushing down the interest rates. Now, how long that lasts is a whole different story, but that's why the interest rates are lower than one would expect. Plus, you add in more recently that investors are increasingly concerned about economic growth globally, and they're piling into the debt of the U.S., which is keeping our interest rates low. And as far as the trade deal, let me just say something briefly about that. Something needed to be done about trade. In 2018, 13 of the 15 largest economies we traded with sold more goods to us than we did to them. So we were the chumps in the global trading war. Now, how you do that is an entirely different story. And it would be ideal if we could make a trade deal that was reciprocal. Something that just said, look, we just want terms that are equal here. We don't want 25% tariffs on U.S. vehicles while China is China's putting 25% tariffs on our U.S. vehicles, and we have a 2.5% tariff on theirs. You know, that's just something that's untenable and unsustainable.
This inverted yield curve that was the talk of the nation a couple of weeks ago, how significant is this as a barometer of the economy?
It's significant. What it tells you most directly is the investor's outlook on the economy. It's indicating that they have they don't believe there's going to be much inflation because they don't believe there's much going to be much economic growth, and they would prefer to be more cautious going into fixed income rather than equities. So the investors are signaling very clearly, hey, we think things are slowing and deteriorating. Historically, when the yield curve has been inverted for a while, meaning a number of months, and of a significant magnitude, that has been followed by a recession. Historically, that is what happened. Now, what's concerning is that more and more of the yield curve is inverting, which is sending a more and more bearish signal.
Chris Mackey is a man who knows this terrain well, and he is an advisor to many companies, some in the Fortune 500, also a member of the National Association of Business Economists and the University of Southern California Economic Leadership Council. When economists get together right now, is there a great wide division on where we're going, or is there some sort of consensus about where we stand right now?
Well, there's always division, which always makes it interesting when we're at cocktail parties. You know, it's you're going to have that division, but there is more unanimity at this point than usual just because the economic signs are clearer and more difficult to avoid. I mean, basically what happened was, let me just say something about the equity markets. The equity markets went from being overly optimistic, nothing's wrong, everything's great, to now maybe overly pessimistic to as it relates to the economy. And what's really happened is we've just been having a gradual slowing in economic growth, which is to be expected, and markets decided that they were going to pay attention to that where previously they weren't.
We have a $1 trillion deficit in the offing, and this is a big increase from where President Obama left it. The deficit actually went down for the most part during Obama's term. The debt went way up, of course. And this was an issue in 2016, but now is not being talked about very much. How much of a concern, if any, is this rising deficit in presumably economic good times?
Well, it's a sign of something that is not working. I mean, you said the key phrase, in economic good times. In economic good times, you should be having less and less, not more and more. Deficits and, you know, piling on of the debt. So it is concerning that when the economy is expanding, we're also seeing the, you know, the deficits expanding. You know, one of the things that would be very helpful is if people were to acknowledge that, yes, that actually is an issue and we can't just keep racking up debt forever. Not saying that this is a problem tomorrow, or a catastrophe tomorrow, but saying that it is unsustainable and something needs to be done about it.
Well, Chris Mackey, thank you very much. This investment strategist is the author of Solutionomics, Innovative Solutions for Achieving America's Economic Potential, coming to bookstores and elsewhere in just a few days on September 3rd. And we wish you a good Labor Day and look forward to another conversation with you again soon. Chris Mackey joining us from Los Angeles. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. I look forward to speaking with you and your listeners again.
And we'll return with Carla Rachel Samath. Her book is One Day on the Gold Line. That's G-O-L-D line. We're back after this pause.